Bless the Lord this morning.
Pray for Brother Jonathan Hull as he comes to preach. Brother, you come do whatever the Lord lays on your heart.
God help him this morning.
Bless the Lord. He's alive, bro. Lives down in my soul. Bless his name.
Amen. God help him this morning. Appreciate the Lord this morning.
Yes.
Appreciate a good testifying and what I felt already this morning. I'm thankful for the good singing, the good testifying this morning.
Yes.
It was good. He's faithful this morning.
Yes, he is.
I praise his name for that. I'm thankful that he's a never-changing God.
That's right.
I'm thankful he changes not this morning. He's not changed over all the years that he's been here. When he spoke this thing into existence, he's never changed. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful he never sleeps nor slumbers. You know, I get tired. I work a lot of hours and things, and I'm thankful for the blessings and the strength to be able to do that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I got to get some sleep. I got to get some rest. This old body, it gets tired, and you know, I got to sleep and I got to take a break and things. But he never has to, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for his hedge over us. I'm thankful this morning to be able to stand in front of y'all and preach to you the best I know how. If the Lord will help for just a little while and just preach to our hearts, and his will be done this morning. I just pray that that it is his will this morning that be done. I just, to be honest, I'm pretty nervous this morning. If the Lord will help for just a little while, this is a nerve-wracking place to stand back behind this pulpit and to deliver and say, "Thus saith the Lord." There's a lot of responsibility that goes in behind this, and I really don't understand why he would choose somebody like me that really has a, just all honesty, has a hard time reading. Is not the brightest bulb in the box, or the sharpest tool in the shed. Just all honesty, brother. I don't really know why he would choose somebody like me to do this, but I feel that he has, and I'm thankful for it, and I count it a blessing and an honor. And I want to do right by him this morning, not by anybody else. Don't take that wrong, but it doesn't matter. I love y'all, but it doesn't matter what you think I ought to be doing. I need to follow him this morning. And if the Lord will help for just a minute, I pray that this will be a blessing to you. I want to start in 2 Kings this morning, 2 Kings chapter 5. A very familiar passage of scripture, no doubt it's been preached out of. There's nothing in this Bible that's new this morning. All the messages we've heard, the good preaching we've heard out of late, just in the last couple weeks, good men of God have come by our way and preached good meetings and touched our hearts, and the Lord's blessed us, and I'm thankful for that this morning. In 2 Kings chapter 5 this morning, there was something I seen that the Lord showed to me, and I'm thankful for that this morning. A very familiar passage in chapter 5 about Naaman here. And, you know, he was a captain of Syria here. And, you know, they went into Israel and they captured some people there. And there was a little maid. And again, I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to do some highlights real fast because it's a very familiar passage. You know, they go into Israel there and they capture a little maid. And he's got leprosy there. And, you know, they hear about some things. They hear about a man. Down in verse 8 is where I want to go. And so in verse 8, I'm going to read verse 8, and it says, "And when it was so, when Elijah, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, 'Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel.' And I'm just going to stop reading right there. And I just thought, I was reading that passage there, and you know, I got to thinking a little bit, you know, about what Elijah's saying right there. And he's saying, oh king, you know, he sent a message to the king. And he's saying, you know, he's telling him, brother, there, that he's saying that I got something I need to say. And he said, I got a message. And he said, send him to me, and I'm going to tell him what it is. And I got to thinking about how we all have something to say this morning. Have there something down inside of us? Here's the man of God. He's saying that I have something to say to this Naaman, that I got a witness inside of me that I'm going to tell him what he needs to do to be healed. And what I got to thinking about is the same God that was in this prophet this morning is the same God that lives in me this morning. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful this morning that if you're saved this morning, it's the same God that lives in you this morning. And you have something to say. The prophet was saying this morning that there's, I got something to say. And I'm so thankful for that this morning, that we have something to say to our children this morning. Can I tell you, you grandmothers that are saved this morning, you have something to say to your grandchildren this morning, or your children that may not be saved this morning. You have something to say. There's something to say this morning. If you're saved this morning, there's something inside of you. You have a witness inside of you. I'm thankful this morning. I got to thinking about over there in Luke chapter 7. In Luke chapter 7 and verse 40, the Lord is in the Pharisee's house, and he says, Simon, I have something I gotta say. And Simon tells him, say on. And I got to thinking about it. There's just some things that we just need to say, and there's some things we just need to continue on saying. And we, and I'm thankful this morning that he's able to do these things in our lives. I'm thankful this morning that he gives us that voice this morning. I'm thankful this morning that over in Ephesians, can I tell you, if you're saved this morning, that he's done things for you in your life. He's not only brought you, he's not only given you salvation this morning, but can I share some things with you this morning that he's done for us, that we can testify of, brother, that we can say and we can talk about this morning. I'm weary this morning about how, and I'm preaching to myself this morning that I lack in these things about testifying of God's good work in my life and what he's blessed me with this morning, about blessed with a good family, and not just my family and my wife and my son and my baby on the way, but I'm blessed with a good church family. I'm blessed with a good brothers and sisters in Christ this morning. I'm blessed, and these aren't the only ones this morning. I'm thankful tonight that there is a blessing, and there's going to be ones that I meet when it comes, when I get brought, taken to glory. There's going to be ones I've never met at all on this earth, but when I get to heaven, I'm going to meet them. And I'm so thankful that we're going to be able to worship in him once we get there. I'm so thankful this morning. But over in Ephesians this morning, and chapter 1, starting in verse 2, it says, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Can I tell you this morning how much of a blessing that is to know that he chose us before the foundation of the world? Before he said, let there be light, he chose me this morning. He chose you this morning if you're saved. And can I tell you, that's something that we have to say. That's something we have to tell our loved ones, our children, our grandchildren. Maybe it's our parents or our grandparents. Maybe you're a young saved person and your parents aren't saved. I don't know the situation. God is able, and a God, he can do whatever he wants this morning. And I'm thankful for that. And he chose us before the foundation of the world. And it says, we shall be holy and without blame before him in love. And I'm thankful for that this morning. Can I tell you, we're holy and without blame, you know, before him. That's what he's done for us. There's no blame. When we stand before him, we have no blame against us, because he's washed away our sins this morning. And he's already done the act of God and died on that cross, as the brothers done testified of. And he washed away those sins, and he sweat those great sweat drops of blood. blood, and he poured it all out for us, and he put it on the mercy seat, and the veil was rent in twain, and we have access to the Father this morning. I bless his name for that. And it says over, it says, continuing to read, and it says, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasures of his will. He has predestined us this morning. He has predestined you this morning unto the adoption. He has adopted you this morning. Can I tell you, you have something to say. You can say, there's something you can always say. It said, the scripture says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And I wonder this morning why we so often sit on the pew and we don't say anything and we don't testify and we don't glorify our Father which is in heaven. You know, I got to thinking a little bit about how terrible and how just rotten of a marriage I would have if I would go to work and I would come home and I'd never say anything to my wife. When I came home, I'd come home, I'd take a shower, eat supper, and go to bed. You know, and just never say anything to her. Sometimes I feel like that. I want to do that, just to be honest. Sometimes I get in a way and it's a bad way. And I just said, leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Just let me be. And I just need some time. But how terrible of a relationship that would be to do that all the time. And I just wonder sometimes is why we treat the Lord that way. After he's done everything he's done for us, predestinated us, adopted us as children, and done all these wonderful works for us. And why wouldn't we have, why do we act? Why do we sit on a pew? Or why do we sit at home? Or why do we stand at the workplace and we act like we have nothing to be happy about? Why do we act like we have nothing to be excited about? Can I ask you, I can remember back before the Lord saved me, my wife's grandfather, you know, when I met him and he started talking to me and everything. And, you know, there was something about him that was different. You know, he was happy all the time. You know, he just got on my nerves. He was just so happy all the time. I'm like, why in the world? He would go through these trials and tribulations and he would say, praise God, he's under in control. And I said, praise God, man, what is wrong with you? You know, you're going through all these trials and I just want to kick these people's teeth in. But you're just sitting back and you say, God's got this thing under control and he's so happy all the time, and it just got me downright mad, and I just get so furious with this man as far as how he would keep his cool, but you know what that did is that showed me there was something different about this man, because he would get fired up, but he would get fired up about something else. He would get fired up about the grace of God. He would get fired up about the mercies of God, and there was joy down in his heart. And I so often wonder where's the joy at this morning? Why don't we worship him like we ought to worship him? And what, you know, I got to thinking about what in the world would draw somebody in this world. What that did when I seen that man go through these trials and tribulations and he would stay happy and he would stay positive. What that did is that made me question things. I would say, why is he able to do these things? Why is he able to stay positive like this? And he would say, Jonathan, just sit down there. I got something to say. And he would start to tell me about how great God's been and how wonderful and merciful God's been. And that began to work in my heart. And that began to show me about how wonderful God is. And it began to show me that there's something in me that I ain't got that. And it began to, and it scared me for a long time. It just straight scared me. And I got worried, and I wouldn't want to go. I wouldn't want to go to church there. I was like, I don't know what he's going to say, and I don't know what it's going to do to me. And it would just tear me up inside. You know, but I got to thinking about all the wonderful things God's done for us, and I'm so thankful. But I get to thinking about, if we're not showing these things, if we're not testifying of these things, if we're not helping each other with these things, encouraging, you know, we can restore each other this morning. We can encourage each other this morning, because there's something inside of us. We have something to say. We have something inside of us that we can testify of his redemption. You know, it says down in verse 7, It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. How wonderful that is this morning to know that there's a redeeming power inside of us that he's bestowed upon us through his grace and through his mercy this morning. And I'm so thankful for that this morning. But can I wonder why, you know, if I'm at the workplace and I'm all the time is just, you know, throwing wrenches and beating the table and hooping and hollering and talking about how dumb my boss is or how he doesn't understand or whatnot. You know, I get to thinking about how I'm acting just like everybody else. And they get to saying, well, he goes to church every Sunday. He calls himself a preacher. He says this, he says that, but he's acting the same way I do. You know what that does? That gives no opportunity for the Holy Ghost. That gives no opportunity to witness of the Holy Ghost. The drawing power that my wife's grandfather had that the Holy Ghost used on me was the fact that he was able to take those situations and he was able to continue to be joyous and he was able to continue to testify. And he would say, you know how many times that I prayed a meal in? You know how many times that we would get so low in the fridge that we may had literally one slice of bread or something. And him and his wife would get down and they would pray. And within 30, 45 minutes, is somebody was knocking on the front door with a meal, with a covered meal, saying, the Lord put this on our heart to make this. But you know what was funny is they had started to prepare hours ago, but they had just prayed 45 minutes ago. But that's how good my God is. I serve the same God that he serves. We serve the same God as the prophet served out of this Bible. We serve the same God because he's the same. He changeth not this morning. And I'm so thankful this morning of that we have that access to a God that changeth not. We have access to a God that never sleeps nor slumbers this morning. And I praise his name for that and what he's done for me this morning and what he continues to do each and every day. I said earlier that, you know, he gives me strength to get up every morning and it never fails me. And I'm thankful for that. I'm sure one day, my strength will fade as age comes and things like that if I make it that long. But as of right now, he continues to give me strength and I bless his name for that. I'm thankful for the Lord this morning. And I praise his name for what he's done. Hey, can I tell you this morning, you have something to say, Brother Keith. There's something inside of you you can testify of. Buddy, can I tell you this morning, Tristan, that you have something to say this morning. And you can say something in the same power as I can this morning. It doesn't matter about their age. As long as you have understanding and the Holy Ghost tells you, can I tell you this morning, it can carry the same weight this morning. Hey, can I tell you the women this morning? You can pray the same as me this morning. There's no difference in me and you. I'm thankful this morning that the ground is the level at the cross this morning. There's nobody up here. There's no nobody up here and some people down here this morning. I'm thankful it's all level. We have the same access this morning. The same miracles we've seen in this Bible performed by the prophets is by the same God. We serve the same God this morning. And I'm thankful for that this morning. I often wonder sometimes if, you know, obviously if our God's not changed and we've heard this before, then we have changed and we have this morning. We've gotten to the point where we don't depend on God like we used to. We can slide the credit card through the machine and we can put it on the credit card and pay later. But can I tell you this morning, that's not going to work, at your deathbed. You're not going to be able to slide a credit card of life and say, I'm going to pay for my salvation later. Can I tell you this morning that there's one way to heaven this morning and there's no other? Can I tell you that the price has been paid this morning and we have access to him this morning through it? And I bless his name this morning. There's such a mercy. It's such a wonderful feeling to know that I will never go to hell. There's nothing in this world that's going to send me to hell, Brother Joe. There's nothing in this world that can take away the salvation that the Lord has given me. Because it wasn't me that took that salvation. He bestowed it upon me this morning. And yes, I did receive it. But can I tell you, I couldn't just take it without him granting granting it to me. And that's what he does this morning, is he grants it to you. And can I tell you this morning, by his grace and his mercy and those sweat drops of blood, as the brother testified of, that every ounce of blood out of his body would took in it, and he put it on that mercy seat, and he paid the ultimate price. The brother, he said that they bruised him and they beat him to beyond recognition. They took him and they ripped his back open so bad that I really believe that you could probably see his heart beating. That you could see that thing sit there and it would pulsate and pump and beat the blood, and you could see it pumping. That's really how bad I believe they beat him. And I'm thankful this morning that he gives us that strength and mercy to carry on. That's right. I'm thankful this morning that he adopted us, that he predestinated us in eternity past, before the foundation of the world, before he said, "Let there be light," and there was light. He already had all this planned. He knew who was coming and who wasn't. That prophet said, King, send him to me. I got something to say. And he told that leper what he had to do. And even then, that leper, that Naaman, he said, "Well, why don't he just come and put his hand over me and do it this way? Because you're not going to come the way you want to come. You're going to come God's way. You're going to come the man of God's way. You're going to come the way this Bible says. You're going to come by the whatever convicting power God puts on you, whether it's down here at this altar, whether it's in the pew, or whether it's in at home." You know, my wife's grandfather, go back to him, great man in mine eyes. But he would tell you, and his testimony never changed. He got saved beside a blue couch at the house, and he called a preacher friend of his, and he said, "The Lord saved me." And the man said, "Glad you didn't make it to go to hell." And he hung up the phone, and that was it. That's all the man ever told. That's all the man told him when he called. But he never got over that. His testimony never changed. I'm telling you this morning, and that it may not be beside down here at this altar. It may not be on that side of the altar. It may not even be in a pew. It may be at the house. But I'm going to tell you what. You have to come. When the Lord convicts your heart, you're going to have to come his way. You're not going to be able to say, "I got to wait until this is right or that's right." Can I tell you this morning that it's going to be his way or no way? Can I tell you this morning that he is the only way this morning? Thank you, Lord. I often wonder why I have so much to say, but it seems like a lot of it's the wrong stuff because I get in my flesh so bad. But that prophet said, send that man here, and I got something to say. So he knows. That there's a prophet in Israel. So he knows that there's a testimony. And that the Lord, this is how the Lord works. That's what the Lord done for me. Some send people by my way to be a testimony. And to speak to my heart. And that's what the Lord uses. I'm thankful for that this morning. I'm thankful for his blessings this morning. I don't know. You know, we get so tied up as, my soul, what are they going to think if I testify of this? They might not think it's that big of a deal. It doesn't matter if it's a big deal to you, it's a big deal to the Lord. It doesn't matter what I think. And I'm going to tell you what, brother and sister, can I tell you this morning, if it's a big deal to you, it ought to be a big deal to me. I ought to want to help restore you. I ought to want to help worship alongside of you. If the Lord put it on your heart to be a big deal, it ought to be a big deal to me, because I love you in Christ this morning. And that's what it's about, is worshiping him and giving to him, giving back and trying to give back. And we'll never give back what he gave to us. But we're here to worship him, and we're here to praise him this morning. And that's what it ought to be about. We ought to be of like one mind, and we ought to want to come together as brothers and sisters in Christ and just give God the praise. lot of criticalness anymore. I can't believe that they pray that way. I can't believe that they worship that way. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter this morning how you pray, as long as you're praying to my God, as long as you're praying to the God of heaven. You're going to be a little different. I'm going to be a little different. I'm from West Virginia. I'm a lot different. And that's all right. I praise his name for that this morning. I praise his name. I'm proud. I'm proud to be where I'm from. I'm proud that the Lord come by my way and save my soul. I'm proud to be a child of God this morning, because you know what? I may be from West Virginia on this earth, but there's a land that I'm associated with, that I'm going one day, that I call home, and it's a heavenly home this morning. And I'm thankful for that this morning. And that's where we're, if you're saved this morning, that's where we're all going. And there's not going to be no different states, brother. And there's not going to be no north and south, east and west. It's just heaven this morning. And I'm thankful for that this morning. And we may be all a little different down here, and that's all right. You know, right? But you know why? Because God is no respecter of persons this morning. And he doesn't matter what your skin color is. It doesn't matter what your accent is. It doesn't matter where you're from this morning. It's all level at the cross. I'm thankful for that this morning. I'm thankful that he's worthy this morning of our praise. I'm thankful this morning that I have something to say. I'm thankful this morning, brother, you had something to say this morning. You got something to say this afternoon. You got something to say right now. If you want to say it, say it. Can I tell you this morning, young men, this morning, you say you're saved. You have something to say inside of you. Men and women alike, you have something to say inside of you. There's something inside of you. There's a testimony inside of you if you're saved this morning. Can I tell you this morning, if you're lost this morning, you know there's something inside of you you can say. You can repent this morning. You can repent and call out to God. I used to, you know, I come from a background, and it's pretty, I'm just to be honest, it's pretty liberal. You know, anybody can get saved anytime. You just call the name of the Lord and you'll be saved. Got 3-4-year-olds getting saved. You know, I mean, it's a mess. It's a mess. That's the background I come from. But, and so I got to the point, those verses in Romans, I got to the point where I'd stay away from them so bad, because I got to the point where I was just like, praise God, I didn't even want to address them. And because, you know, what I associated with in my brain. You know, but at the end of the day, the Lord spoke to my heart and he said, Jonathan, they're in there just the same as everything else is in there. And they're just as true. And he said, just because other men are manipulating my word and moving it around and making it fit so they can have several, you know, hundreds of people or tens of hundreds of people get saved and feel good about themselves, that doesn't change the fact that it's in my word and it needs to be preached just the same as everything else. That doesn't change the fact that wrong is still wrong, but right is still right, and those words are still in my book. And I'm thankful this morning that the scripture is true, that it says, call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved this morning. If the Lord brings conviction in your heart and he's working on your heart, I have no problems with somebody calling upon the name of the Lord. That's the book. I'm thankful for that this morning. I'm thankful there's something inside of me this morning that I have something to say about this wonderful, wonderful book about my blessed Savior this morning. I'm thankful this morning that we all have something to say. I'm thankful this morning that he puts it in us to say. I'm thankful for the working powers of the Holy Ghost. I'm thankful this morning, brother. The scripture says the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I'm thankful this morning that they're one. I'm thankful this morning that the Holy Ghost lives, that lives in me, is the same as the God that lives in heaven. I'm thankful for that this morning. I'm thankful that I have access to Him this morning to be able to talk to Him and walk with Him. And the songwriter says, He walks with me and He talks with me. I'm thankful for that this morning. I praise His name this morning. I wonder this morning if you have something you'd like to say. I praise His name this morning. For just a minute, I want to open it up. I want to open it up to anyone here this morning if they feel like the Lord's touching their heart and to testify Him or glorify His name. I want you to have liberty to do so. Amen. Yes. That's right. Amen. Praise His name. Amen. Appreciate the good testify. Anybody else?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Thank the Lord for His mercies. Giving us what we need, our fleshly body needs sometimes. That I'll praise His name for that. Amen. Amen. If all hearts are cleared this morning, Brother Joe, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?